Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, precious saints of God. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're all doing well. We had a wonderful Lord's Day service yesterday. The Lord is moving, and he's moving in our hearts. He's moving in our hearts and in our lives, and for that, we give him praise. I hope you're doing well. As for me, always doing well because I'm always seeking the Lord. As long as you seek the Lord, you're going to be fine. Don't let anything come between you and your God, between you and your Heavenly Father. Seek him all the time. Well, we're starting a series entitled, God Invites His Children to Pray. God invites us. Our scripture text is Jeremiah 33:3. This is God speaking to the prophet, but in essence speaking to all his children. God says to Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The portion of the text that we want to deal with today is that first phrase, call unto me. Call unto me. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we draw near because you invite us. You invite us to come boldly to the throne of grace. You invite us to pray without ceasing, which means to call upon you without ceasing. Bless us, Lord, we pray, as we look at this text and derive strength from it, derive faith from it. Bless us, O God. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We are yours. We're all yours. We are yielded to you, O God, completely, that you may care for us. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. Now, to me, says whom? The person speaking is the most loving. Write that down. The person speaking is the most loving person in your life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish. He's the most loving. God loved you before you even existed. God loved you way back in eternity, before the foundations of the earth was laid. He loved you. He loved me. He loved us. So the one who beckons us to call him is the most loving in our lives. But secondly, he's the most caring. Peter says, cast all your cares upon him, referring to God the Father. Take all your burdens, take all your anxieties, take all your worldly cares. Take everything that keeps you up at night. Give God all the problems that are the cause of your insomnia. Give God every pain that causes you to pace up and down that floor at night. Cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because he careth for you. He's the most loving and the most caring. But thirdly, he's the most powerful. He can make your problems vanish. He can solve every one of your problems, every one of my problems, any one of our problems. He's the most powerful. God can remove things that will plague us if he doesn't intervene. You know, you can have something plaguing you all your life. How many people do we come across in the Bible who had issues that plagued them all their lives? And then they called on God, and he what? He intervened. He intervened. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. She had an issue of blood for 18 years. For a long time. Think about the lame man in Acts 3 who was lame for 40 years. Think about the man, the old man who was blind from his birth. Think about all these problems that all these people that have had these problems that have plagued them all their lives until Almighty God intervenes and they're no longer blind. They no longer have an issue of blood. They're no longer lame. Why? Because he's the most powerful. He's the most loving. He's the most caring. He's the most powerful. And he's the most busiest. Who's busier than God? No one. No one is more busier than God. But you know what he says? Even though he's super busy, even though God is caring for everything in this universe, do you know that on this planet, God cares for every living creature? God is busy feeding all the animals, caring for all the animals, caring for his church, caring for individuals. God is the busiest person in the entire universe. Despite his busy schedule, despite his packed schedule, you know what God says to you and me? He says, call me. Let's talk. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And you know, there are people in church whom I love, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that at a certain time I would not call them. Why? Because I know they're asleep. I would never call any of the leaders of the church at 1, 2, 3 in the morning unless there was a real emergency. And I know they would do the same for me. No one in church, no member, no leader in church is going to call me at 3 in the morning and say, Pastor, I'm calling you because I forgot to write down when was our next board meeting. No one's going to call me at 3. No one. Everyone knows that there's a certain time, an appropriate time in which you call. And sometimes I'll call people up to 10 o'clock and I say, please forgive me for calling you so late. Even though 10 o'clock isn't really late. But, you know, do you know that you can call God anytime? You can call him at 4 in the morning. He's waiting. In fact, all of us can call him at 4 in the morning. Every member at Grace Church can call God at 4 in the morning, and he can have individual conversations with all of us individually at the same time. You're not bothering God when you call him at 4, at 5, at 2, at 1 a.m. You're not bothering God. He invites you to call him. To invite means to summons, to solicit, to request. God is requesting you to call him. God is encouraging you to call him. God is soliciting your calls. And he's most accessible. He's most loving. He's most caring. He's most powerful. He is most busy, but he's most accessible. So he says to Jeremiah, and he says to all of us, call unto me. What does it mean to call God? Well, the Hebrew word kara has nuances, but it basically means to call out a name. To call, you know, like for example, if it's my daughter Maggie's turn to do the laundry and I'm upstairs, I may call her from upstairs and she may be downstairs in the kitchen and say, Maggie, come on up here. Now, when I call Maggie, Rachel doesn't come. Why? Because I didn't mention Rachel's name. To call someone is to call them by name, by designation, by moniker. So that when I call Brother Sterling, doesn't respond. Or if I'm calling Brother Dick, Sister Linda doesn't respond because, again, I'm calling people by their name, by their moniker, by their handle, by their label. God says, call me. Call out my name. Call unto me. We have direct access. You don't have to go through a secretary. You don't have to go. I remember many times, going to mega churches. I had appointments with pastors, and they would call me in to do some job for them. And I would arrive at the church. I would park my car at the parking space that they had for guest preachers, and I would walk into the office, and I would say to the secretary, you have a general secretary at the door, I'm here to visit Pastor so-and-so. That secretary would say to me, call his secretary. So there's a secretary at the door. And then the pastor has a secretary. So there's two secretaries. Sometimes there's three secretaries, believe it or not. And you have to go through all these people to get to the pastor. Well, not with the Lord. You have direct access to the Lord. He says, call unto me. You don't have to speak to this person to get to me. You call me and I'm there. You call me and I show up. You call me and I answer. You call me and you get me directly. The most loving, the most caring, the most powerful, the busiest person in all the universe invites you, encourages you and I to name him, to call him by name, to reach out to him. Now, let me give you an example of this. Go with me to Genesis chapter 3. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, it says, and the Lord God carried unto Abraham. He called unto Abraham. Notice he didn't call Eve. God did not summon the serpent. He didn't call out to the serpent. He didn't call out to Eve. He called unto Adam. And Adam responded. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And Adam responded, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. So notice, when God called Adam, Eve didn't respond. The serpent didn't respond. Adam responded, why? Because God called out his name. God says to you and I, call me by name, and I'll show up. Call unto me, and I'll respond. Call unto me, and I'll answer you the same way Adam answered God. Here's another scripture, Exodus chapter 3. Let's go to Exodus 3, verse 4. And when the Lord saw that Moses turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses responded and said, here am I. You see, God carried Moses. God called unto Moses using Moses' name, and Moses, whom God was speaking to and called, responded. If you're in a classroom, if you're taking a course, and the teacher's asking students questions, and she says, Jeffrey, can you answer this question for me? Jeffrey. And if your name is John, you don't respond. Why? Because your name is not Jeffrey. Your name is John. Those whose names are mentioned are the ones who respond. God says, call unto me. Call me by name. Call me. You can call me anytime. Call unto me. God called unto Moses from the bush. Moses, Moses. And it was Moses who said, here am I. Now, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, God calls unto Samuel four times. Four times. In verse 4, he calls out to Samuel. In verse 6, he calls unto Samuel. In verse 8, he calls unto Samuel. And in verse 10, he calls unto Samuel. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Let's read that account. Four times does the Lord call on the child Samuel.
Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel.
Now, you see the word called there? That's Kara. He called them by name. And the Lord called Samuel.
And he answered,
"Here I am."
So he ran to Eli.
"Here I am, for you called me."
"I did not call. Lie down again."
And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again,
"Samuel."
So Samuel arose and went to Eli.
"Here I am, for you called me."
"I did not call, my son. Lie down again."
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli.
"Here I am, for you did call me."
Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy.
"Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'"
So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times,
"Samuel, Samuel."
"Speak, for your servant hears."
You see, my brothers and sisters, again, all throughout this chapter, in these first 10 verses, you hear the word called, called. Samuel runs to Eli. "You called me. You cowered me. You mentioned my name. This is why I came running." "No, I didn't call you. I didn't say Samuel. I'm sleeping." It was the Lord calling Samuel by name. So, in Jeremiah 33:3, when God says, "Call unto me," he wants you to call him by name, and when you call him, he appears. He's accessible. The busiest person in the universe, who's got a gazillion things to do and a gazillion things to care for, says, "Call on me and I will appear. I will show up. I will give you my undivided attention, because that's how important you are to me." And we'll leave it there and we'll come back tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you, Lord, for being so accessible to us, that any time of the day, in any situation, good or bad, early or late, we can call on you. And you will say, "Here am I." Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh,